The room was full of her name. In the 2 years that Emmeline Carter had lived with her father in the limestone mansion on Dearborn, north of the river, the big front parlor had never been as full as this. Full of people, and full of ice delicacies, and full of servants lifting golden trays laden with champagne flutes above the heads of the guests. Full of ruffled skirts cascading over extravagant bustles. Full of the confident talk of men in tailcoats custom cut just for them. But mostly, it was full of the name Emmeline, whispered with envy and approval from every corner, so that the edges of her ears went pink and her eyes became bright. Her step was light and her laugh was easy, and her dress, of blush crepe de chine, floated around her slender limbs like a summer cloud. She did not think she had ever been so happy. By week's end, she would have everything she ever wanted. "Miss Carter, my dear, come along," said Mrs. Garrison, whose name at birth had been Ada Arles Tree. Emmeline, never overfond of being told what to do, chafed at this command. But come Sunday, she would be calling Ada sister, and now did not seem an advantageous time to contradict her wishes. So Emmeline banished her pout, clasped the hand of young Mrs. Palmer, to whom she had just been introduced, bowed her head, and made a low curtsy. "Thank you, truly, for coming to our little party," she said with a modest fluttering of eyelashes. "It is such a pleasure to meet you." "No, no, contrarywise, the pleasure is mine," said Mrs. Palmer, who was sitting on the divan with the silk sapphire upholstery. Although the piece was quite old, Father had recently become something of a collector. The wooden armrests were polished to a high shine. "I find you quite charming. Will you come for a tea at the house tomorrow? I have a little afternoon every week. All the best girls. You must be one of us." Although Emmeline wanted to clarify that by house, Mrs. Palmer meant the massive hotel that bore her married name, she sensed that it would be gauche to do so. Rich people were always referring to mansions as cottages, to enormous carriages as buggies. And to be one of them, a girl had to adopt their funny way of talking. As they continued through the throng, Ada clutched Emmeline by the elbow and said in a hushed, excited way, "I cannot tell you what a coveted invitation that is. She would never have you into her set if she weren't confident of your future success. Nobody is more discerning than Bertha." Emmeline replied with a vague smile and a guileless tilt of the head, although she hardly needed any explication of Mrs. Palmer's importance. The name Potter Palmer was carved with gold leaf into the lintels of several big buildings in the shopping district. All the ladies knew him, because of his department store, and when he married Bertha Honoré a year ago, it was all anyone had talked about. As a wedding present, he'd given her an actual hotel, the brand new and very grand Palmer House on State Street. At this time last year, nobody had sent invitations to the Carters, a family of two who had installed themselves 4 seasons prior in the block-wide property between Huron and Superior, without having any social connection to the place. Emmeline had spent that fall greedy for every detail, of Bertha's trousseau, the names of those invited to her wedding, and what they ate, the pattern on the specially designed luggage for the round-the-world honeymoon via ocean liner. And she had vowed that by the time she was Bertha's age, 21, she would have a wedding just as spectacular. But here she was, quite ahead of her goal. Just 18 and engaged to be married to Frederick Arles Tree, who was an even better groom than Potter Palmer. At 24, he was 2 decades younger, and such a good dancer, and the son of a banker besides. His uncle was a senator, and so might Freddie be one day. Senator Frederick Tree. Didn't that sound just perfect? She thought of him as Freddie. Everybody did. although she would not say the nickname in his hearing. He preferred Frederick and insisted on being called by his proper name.